Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Kristen does not want her son to have a birthday. No, freeze him right here. It's the cutest age ever.
Oh,
why do they need to grow up?
Am I normal? And I'm thinking I am. But this week leading up to my son's third birthday has got me all up in my feels. When I'm talking about every single night, I am going back in my photos and looking at the day he was born. I'm looking at the bump pictures and then going to the birth and then his newborn pictures. The fact that my baby is turning three. I am like, I'm so excited. I'm a type of person that celebrates and I like to celebrate big. And it's going to be no different with my kid and my kid's birthdays. And I am like so excited and so elated, but it's so bittersweet because my baby's turning three.
There's a lot of these bittersweet moments as they get older also. There's also going to be the one ahead of you, if you haven't gotten to this one yet, where you are teaching them to be independent and capable, and you bring them to school one day or daycare one day, and they want to walk in themselves. They don't need your hand anymore. And you watch them walk in parading with the other 3-year-olds or 4-year-olds or 5-year-olds. And it's a heartbreaking day.
See, I don't get to witness that because my husband, because of our hours, my husband's the one that does drop off in the morning at school. And I'm the one that does, you know, I pick him up at the end of the day or, you know, in the afternoon. So, and he's been like, he's a very independent, personable kid. He's very social. He loves school. He's always been like that. And I love that about him, but just like my mama heart. And I am like, I even can like feel like the lump in my throat as I'm thinking about this and talking about it, that my baby is turning three. It's like, where did these last 3 years go? And people, it's such a cliche, but it's so true. The days are long. Sometimes the days are hell long, but the years are short. And like, here's this little boy. We just went to go get a haircut because I wanted him, you know, I wanted him to have some Riz for his birthday party.
I get the cut right.
Right. And for Granny and Papa Bill coming in town this weekend. And, you know, he looks like such a big boy when he gets his haircut. And he and I are in the car and we're having full-blown conversations now. Like, I'm having full-blown conversations with this kid. And he was telling me something about something happened at school. And he goes, and that was unacceptable. And I was like, who are you? You're using words with more syllables than I use. Like, what is going on here? It's just, it's a milestone and it's a roller coaster. For everybody, all the other mamas and dads out there, like, in solidarity, I'm there with you. Like, it's so exciting to see them grow up and to learn. But at the same time, it is so heartbreaking because what's gone is gone and you can't get it back. And don't start spouting off, you only have 18 summers.
Here come these videos again, right? Guilting you into, like, forcing you into focusing on your kids.
Yeah, I know. I'm painfully aware of that. But this, out of all of his birthdays, like, this one is, like, really just, it's hitting me so hard.
Like, you're starting to tear up right now. You're starting to get the old red nose and red cheeks.
Like, the first birthday was, and, like, first year is such, oh, my God, it's just, it's glorious, but it's also hell. The first birthday was one thing. The second birthday, but this third birthday, I'm just like, he's not a baby. He is a little boy, and it is breaking my heart.
We should also add that this is a week for you.
Well, it is, but I'm on the tail end of that. If this was going to happen, it would have happened 2 days prior to me starting.
Okay.
So this, I can't even blame this on my menstrual cycle. Like, this is just me. God help us all.
It's because they're starting to lose that. I feel the same way my son Max is too, and I'm just noticing so many changes. Like, they're starting to lose the baby fat. Like, you can't call him a baby anymore. Even a two-year-old, though a two-year-old is a toddler, you're still like, it's my baby. And then when they turn three, it's like they start sprouting and losing the baby fat. And you're like, you're not a baby anymore. You're a small child. And I know it sounds dumb, but I get you. There's a difference.
Yeah, from a guy that's way ahead of you guys, right, with a 21-year-old in college and a 16-year-old in high school. This never goes away, by the way. Every year you look back at it and you're like, oh my God, where did that year just go? How is it possible I have a 3-year-old? How is it possible I have a 7-year-old? How is it possible I have a 16-year-old that's costing me almost $900 a month in car insurance? How is it that I have a 21-year-old in college that is bleeding me dry with tuition? So it never goes away.
So you're saying it never goes away. They just get more and more expensive.
Yes.
I appreciate hearing y'all talk about these moments. Because as far back as my memory takes me, my parents were rushing my birthday so I can get the hell out there. this is awesome to hear this.
No, I mean, like, just we were cuddling. He woke up on the wrong side of the crib yesterday. And sometimes he wakes up and he's like, and other times he wakes up and he's like, and yesterday we had a day and he was just sitting there snuggled up in me in my arms. Sure. And we were just rocking and I was just like rubbing his back. I'm like, you're going to be 3.
Yeah, what Kristen really needs is some perspective. So if you on Instagram could send her some of those videos today.
Don't you
her
dare.
Needing to appreciate time with her kids.
Those are her favorites.
It's limited. Those are her favorites.
Yeah.
If you could send those to her today, that'd be awesome.
I'm going to come over there and throat punch you right now so you can't speak for the rest of the show.
You're on The Burt Show.